Okay, we're up to Yud Beis Amud Beis at the bottom, Mishnah. Hareini Nazir Chiyeli Ben. Person made a neder. It's going to be a Nazir if he has a son. The no little Ben, Hareini Nazir Chiyeli Ben. So as soon as he has a son, he becomes a Nazir. No little Bas, Tumtum Van Riginis. If he had a daughter or a Tumtum, we don't know if he's a Zohar in a Keva, or an Andriginus is both a Zohar in a Keva. Ain't a Gnazir, because that's not a Ben. Im Omar Kshieli Vlad, Afilu Nolad Lobas Tumtum Andriginus, that's a Gnazir. But he said, if I have a child includes all these, what's it called? A Ben is a son, and a child is a child. Rashi. Nolad lo baso tumtum andriginus hariz and ozer. The vlad mi omikra. These things are called a vlad. They may not be called a ben, but they're called a vlad. Okay. He pila ishto. What happens if his wife had a miscarriage? Ain't no nozer. So he's not a nozer because didn't have a ben. Reb Shimon omer yomar. Reb Shimon says no, it's a suffix. Because maybe that child was taka, was a ben. And there was a ben shel kayom or whatever. So the halach is, he has to say the following. If he had a pila isto, Rashi, the dilma hai di pila lo havi ben kayoma, lo kolu chadosha, lo vlad havi. The suffix naziris lo hakel. And what's it called? So the Tanakama holds, he's not a nazir. Because maybe this was not a vlad shel kayoma, it's not called a ben. Never had the ability to live. But if it did, and she miscarried, she had a son, just the son died. So Reb Shimon says no, that Sofik Naziris, what's it called? You have to be a Nazir Misofik. So what do you do? Reb Shimon Omer, Ein Derech Zumot Tziyosomi Naziris. No, just because a Sofik doesn't mean we go to Hakil and say he's not a Nazir. He's a Sofik Nazir. So what does he do? So he says the following, Yomar Im Hoya Ben Kayoma Hari Nazir. If this child was a viable child, so I had a son, I'm a full-fledged Nazir, right, even though the child died, but Lamaisa, he was a full-fledged child, so I have to be a Nazir. Hariani Nazir Chova. Then I'm a Nazir Chova. The Imlav, Hariani Nazir Nadova. And if not, then I make myself a Nazir, well, what's it called, Nadova. So either way is a Nazir, right? And therefore, what's it called, he has to be a Nazir one way or the other. Okay. Chazra Vyolda, what if she had another child after that? So Hari's a Nazir. So now he's a Nazir, because now he had a ben. The first one was not a ben. Okay, Reb Shimon Omer Yomar. Here again, he's only a Sofik Nazir, because he may have been Yotze his Nazirus with the original Nazirus with the first one. Right? The first one may have only been a Nadova Nazirus. And now he has his real Nazirus, because the first one wasn't a ben. He says, Yomar im harishon ben kayoma harishon chov v'zun Nadova. If the first one, the miscarriage, was a viable child, then that was my Naziris, right? And this one, now I'm doing is a Nadova Mitzafik. The Imlav, Harishon Nadova Vizechova. And if the first child wasn't viable, then the first one was just a voluntary Naziris. And this one is the Chiyuv, I have Naziris because I made it tonight. See? Reb Shimon Omer, Ein Derzu Otsimotsimi Den Zeros, Eli Imhoya Ben Kayoma, Hareni Nozer Chova, Mimlav Hareni Nozer Nidova, Dikasover, Sofik Nazirus Lahachmer. Reb Shimon holds, you have to go to Chumra. So he has to be a Nozer Mimonavshach, right? Either because he's a Nozer because he actually is a Nozer, and if not, he has to be a Nozer Nidova just on the Sofik. Chazer Vyoldalacher, she had a child after that miscarriage. So if the first child was viable, then that was his Naziris. If the first child wasn't viable, then that Naziris was only voluntary. So he still has to have his Naziris if he has a son. And now he had a son. So now he has to be a Nazir Chova. So Hari's a Nazir. The Hashta Mi of Vladhu, the Islay, the Chayli Alel Naziris. Reb Shimon Omer, so the Tanakama holds the first one was surely not Naziris. So the second one is, now he's a Nazir for sure. And Reb Shimon says, no, he's only a Sofik Nazir, because he already prav Naziris Mi Sofik. So now he's a Sofik also, whether now he's Chayiv in Naziris or not. What?
Either way, it's going to have to bring the Kavanis. I mean, what's practical difference?
Practical difference? Nothing. Something's have to be a Nazir for two times. Reb Shimon Omer, Shema Harishon Hayaben Kayama, the Chalal of Naziris, the Hashtik Yolda Lo Chayil Naziris, Imkid Vorecha Yasa Nimses and Medichul Nazora. And if he becomes a Nazir by thinking he's a Nazir Vadai, he's bringing Chul and Lazarus. He's got to make another Neder of Naziris in order to be able to bring his Korbanos. Ela yavzer v'yimna nezir shniya. He has to have two nezirs. The yomer imarishon shipilo haya ben kayama. If the first nezirus I did was because the child was viable, then I was yotze my nezirus. And this one is voluntary. I'm making a new nezirus. Zeros harishol nechov v'zunadov v'im lo haya ben kayama. And if the first one wasn't viable, then this is my nezirus that's a chov, and the first one was a nedava. Nezirus harishol nedava v'zunadov. Okay. What?
When does the nezirus start? Like the day after that he has.
Yeah, the day. What's it called? The day he's even mekablet now. The day after he has a child. Mercer says, "Hi, my. The main Ramishum. What's the chiddush over here? Of course, if he said I'm going to have a ben, he had a ben. That's what's the chiddush. Mishum seifa, right? The seifa is the chiddush. Bas tumta vandriganus einu nazir. Now that's not called a ben. Pshita, right? That's also pashut. Maud the same. Well, the sheevna who dekamer. Kamashul lo. He didn't mean a ben. He meant when I'm going to have a child that will build me up or whatever. That's a lashon ben." Like bonayich, those that build you up. Kamashul no, it means literally a ben, a son. Rashi, hi my lememra, huh?
Because it's a zachar.
Yeah, whatever. That's what we're saying. That a ben means a zachar. Dechinol at my dechinol at ben harizin nazar. What's the chiddush that if he has a son, he's a nazar? That's what he said. Mal de say, mahay de kamer lab mishum ben davka. He doesn't really mean a son, right? He means something. What
a child.
Yeah, but the child is the safer, right? Where he says a vlad, but here he means somebody, a progeny. That's what he means. Somebody will build me up. The Omer Ben, the Chesheevna Mimeno, who the Mashma Kagom V'Ibone Gamoch Anochi Mimeno, the Chinolat Basel Tumtum Andrigan is not Milahavi Nozer Kamashmal and the Lo. That Ben means Dafka Ben Zacher. What? Yeah, but then that's his wife was pregnant. He said, "When she'll give me a son," but that's not the adoption. Yeah,
it's exactly that's what Sarah's saying. That even though it's not my actual child, but she's going to be nivna from it because she's going to be like the mother of that child. Exactly what he means.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. But any whatever that doesn't count. In other words, in here he meant a mamash a ben, and that's not his ben. Okay. The Imam Arkshieli Vlad Pshita. That's Pashit also. Vlad means anything. Mao the same. A Vlad de Michsha Beni Inshiboinen. A Vlad that's Choshev, meaning a son, right? Or maybe even a daughter, possibly, but not in Tumtum Andriganus that are not important. Kamash Malon? No, any child is called a Vlad. Rashi Vlad de Michsha Beni Inshikamina, Tahainu Ben, the Sulo. They're also called a Vlad. Could be that Bas is also Choshev, just that Tumtum Andriganus not. But Rashi learns that Ben is the only one who is Choshev, and the other ones are, what's it called, not that Choshev. I might think they're not included, even Vlad, Kamash Vlad, Vlad includes all of them. Okay. Hipila Ishto Eino Nazir, if his wife had a miscarriage, so he's not a Nazir, even though it's a Suffolk, maybe the child was viable and died. Or maybe it never was viable. If it was viable and died, he had a son. He didn't say a live son, he said a son. If it was never viable, it's not called a son. So, Mank Tanila, who is the author of this Mishnah that says, Suffolk Naziris, you go to Kula, and he's not a Nazir? Rabbi Yehuda, the Krihu. It's Rabbi Yehuda of the case of the Kri. See, one second, that it was, it's what's it called, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person isn't machnas himself the suffix, and therefore he meant only if it's going to be a Vadai son, and if it's a suffix son, I never meant to be a Kabbal Naziris. Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Le'el, the suffix Naziris Lahakil. Kinamrinam Perakama, the Tanya, Reni Nazar, Manashiesh, Bekri Zeh, Kufkur. Right, we had in the first parak. The person made a nether, I'm a Nazir, if in this, what's it called, barrel, there's 100 kur of tvua, and then it got lost. But halach, right, and he found out that it was lost or got eaten up or whatever, and you can't count it. You don't know. It's a suffix. Well, sure, if there was 100 kur or not, and there's no way of ascertaining it, so a person would rather be no nazir than a suffix nazir. Okay. Reb Shimon Omer Yomer Imhu Ben Kayoma Hareni Nazir Chova V'Imlav Hareni Nazir Nedover. Reb Shimon says, no, you have to be Machmir and you have to be a Nazir, but you can't be a Nazir V'Tam Vadai, because what's it called, maybe you're not a nazir, maybe the child wasn't viable, and then you what's it called, if you think you're a nazir because of the chova, you're not going to be able to bring your karbonos. So therefore you have to make two naziris. One, if the child was viable, then this is the naziris that I was menazir. And if not, I'm making myself now a nazir, what's it called, and again, mitam, what's it called, nidava. Bomine Rebbe Abba Mirafuna. Hareni nazir l'chshieli ben. The Hipila Ishto. Right? Person said, I'm going to be a nazir when I have a son. And his wife miscarried. The Hifrish Karban, and he was Mafrish a Karban Naziris. Okay? The Chazra of Yolda, and now she had another son. Mahu. So what's the halacha now? What does he do with that carbon? Okay? Aliba Deman. Right? Who are you asking the Shaila according to? Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon?
Doesn't the carbon have to be a certain age? So
what?
It's got to be like a year later. Doesn't the carbon have to be from a certain age?
No, what's it called? No, it should be, she had a miscarriage. It's not a year later, it's 9 months later. Whatever. The carbon doesn't have to be a certain age. No, it's just to bring a shlomim and a chatos.
The first year. The chatos and the ola have to be like before.
B'nei Shon, I don't think so. Okay, the man. So he aliba the Reb Shimon, mighty boy, right? What's the child? Ha amar Reb Shimon, suffering the zirus lahachmer. He should have brought a carbon, right? He should have mafresh a carbon because he's going to have to be either a nazir chov or a nazir v'nedava. So that carbon is going to be okay. El alivud Rabbi Yehuda, domer sofik naziris lahakil. Elamai, you're asking according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, after his wife miscarried, he wasn't chayav any naziris. Okay? So he's mafresh a carbon. On naziris, it doesn't exist. Mai. Kadosh or lo kadosh? Is that animal kadosh or not? Since when he was mafreshit, he wasn't chayiv to be a nazir. My nafkamina, what's a nafkamina, whether it's kodesh or not kodesh? Legizoso v'lavodbo. The nafkamina is that now he wants to be pulled to it because he, what's it called, wasn't chayiv to be a nazir, right? And then the, what's it called, halacha is psula hamukdoshim, right? We'll get a mum. And then it'll be pulled. If it was a carbon, then you're not allowed to do avoda or shear its wool. If what's it called? It wasn't a carbon ever, then it's mutter b'avoda and giza. So that's a shaila. Did this animal become kaddish or not? You can't just be mafrish karbanos of a nazir if you're not a nazir. You have to be a nazir. So even though sufik nazir lahaka, but since the maisa, he was mafrish these karbanos, maybe he was a nazir, right? So are they kaddish or not? That's a shaila. Rashi, teku. So the Gemara says teku. Rashi. The hifrish carbon, because of the yalda mahu, mi havi kaddish alo. Is the carbon kaddish or not? Since at the time he was mafresh the carbon, he wasn't a nazir because we go the kula. So the Gemara says the man, kimi boy aloch. I aliva the Reb Shimon pshita davi kaddish. He was a nazir from the very first time. He just had to make a tanai that if he wasn't a nazir chov, he has to be a nazir nedava. But a nazir he is. So his carbon is a good carbon. Since when he was mafreshit, we went go to kula and say he's not a nazir, so that he can't make mafresh a carbon of a nazir if he's not a nazir. Right? Now he has to be makdish it again if he wants to use it for his real naziris now that his wife had a son. My nafka l'chamina, what's the difference if it's kaddish or not? He's going to be makdish it again. What was the nafkamina? Where it says, Yehavi kaddish alau, the hayolda v'chayla naziris. Right now he's chayv naziris again. Right? Nafkamina l'gizost of a lavabo, v'hochi komi boyalei. It was kaddish from the beginning, the first time he was mafreshit, because he was a nazir. Even though we say safik lekula, but lemaisa there's a safik naziris here. It's just that we paskin lekula, right? But if he was mafresh the carbon is chal. Havilei osur begiz vavoda. Then this animal is osur begiz vavoda. But if you say there's no naziris at all, since once we paskin sofik naziris lekula, the naziris doesn't exist anymore. It's not, doesn't remain a sofik that you don't have to become a nazir. There's no naziris at all. Then there can't be mafresh any kind of carbon, right? Havi le motor begizel avoda. My, so the word says teku. Okay. Stop here. The next piece is one piece with the next omelet, and the next omelet you see is very, very short, so we'll tack that on to tomorrow. What?
Why is it Sofik Daraisa?
Because since it's totally in his das, right, so we say, you know, the Machnas after himself. He never meant to be a Sofik. Not a Sofik Daraisa, it's a Vavi. That's a child.